Now we're moving into lesson 109, and we're beginning a short series here on the resurrection of Jesus Christ, one of the most controversial but absolutely most essential elements of a Christian worldview. As a matter of fact, we know that Paul in 1 Corinthians 15 says that it is the most important part of being a Christian and of the claim that Christianity is true. Because if Jesus didn't rise from the dead, as Paul says, our faith is in vain. So let's go ahead and click on the screen and look at the skeptic's charge. Christ's resurrection is just a story with no facts to back it up. You have to believe it by faith. Well, how do you answer that? Dr. William M. Craig has come up with a really excellent, as well as Dr. Gary Habernas, an expert answer to that with four agreed upon historical facts for the resurrection of Jesus Christ that scholars today would all agree with, whether you're Christian or secular or totally agnostic. Number one, Jesus really died and he was buried. Number two, the empty tomb really was discovered. Number three, there really was post-mortem appearances of Jesus Christ. People actually claim that. And number four, the disciples really did believe. Whether they were right or wrong doesn't matter in this case for the resurrection. They actually believed that he rose from the dead by the way they acted afterwards. So you can watch a short clip on a video of the debate of the resurrection of Jesus Christ that he has with Peter Atkins. I think you'd find incredibly enlightening when you listen to non-believers try to argue the facts. This is lesson 109 on the resurrection.